This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Thursday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn, 382 and three quarters, up 1 1/4. May corn, 390 and a half, up 1. July corn, 398 and a quarter, up 3/4. March soybeans, 979 and a quarter, down 9 3/4. May soybeans, 985 and a half, down 8 1/2. July soybeans, 991, down 8 3/4. March wheat, 481 and a quarter, down 12 1/4. May wheat, 480 and a half, down 15 1/2. July wheat, 487 and 3/4, down 15 3/4. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday's grain market report. The Illinois cut grain prices ended mixed on Thursday afternoon, with corn up with the lack of selling pressure and soybeans lower as export sales start shifting to the South American crop. In northern and western Illinois, cut grain dealers quoted shell corn bids steady to a penny higher at 360 to 384. Soybean bids were down 10 to 12 cents at 947 to 969. In central Illinois, cut grain dealers quoted shell corn bids a penny higher at 352 to 383. And soybean bids were down 6 to 9 cents at 959 to 986. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 1 cent at 367 to 386. Soybean bids 8 to 9 cents lower, range from 964 to 991. And wheat bids down 11 to 16 at 394 to 466. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 9 to 10 cents lower at 988 to 1001. Basis steady to a penny lower at 2 to 15 over the May. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $354.40 to $364.40. That's 30 cents higher per ton, with basis steady range from 20 to 30 over the March. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were 1 to 2 higher at $388 to $394, with basis steady to a penny higher at 3 under to 3 over the May. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids steady to a penny lower at $384 to $389, with basis 1 to 2 cents weaker at 7 under to 2 under the May. Soybeans down 8 to 10 cents on Thursday at 979 to 992, with basis mixed range from 7 under to 6 over the May. New crop wheat prices down 15 cents on Thursday, ranging from 468 to 482, with basis steady ranging from 20 under to 6 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 2 to 3 higher at 406 to 407. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices by 9 cents, with quotations at 1009 to 1010. Soft red winter wheat down 15 cents at 481 to 491, while Milo was up 1 to 6 at 465 to 466. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 373 to 388. New crop soybean bids at 906 to 938. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 369 to 384. New crop soybean bids at 928 to 941. And in the southern part of the state on Thursday, new crop corn bids range from 373 to 384. New crop soybean bids at 910 to 940. And wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, they ranged from 448 up to 476. That completes our country grain report for Thursday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Thursday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. April live cattle, 153.27, down 77 cents. June live cattle, 146.02, down 30 cents. August live cattle, 144.15, down 22 cents. March feeder cattle, 206.57, down 65 cents. April feeder cattle, 205.37, up a dollar. May feeder cattle, 204.67, up $1.90. April lean hogs, 66.82, down $1.17. May lean hogs, 77.45, down $1.17. June lean hogs, 80.40, down $1.20. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday the 5th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 31 cents lower in the range of 55 to 66, with the weighted average carcass price of $64.05. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows are trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 25 to 31, 4 to 5 weights 27 to 34, 5 to 6 weights 29 to 35, 6 weights and up 30 to 38. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $38 to $45. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 10,912 head. And now for the report from the Greenville Livestock Auction, they had receipts of 318 head. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 159 to 164. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 150 to 155. And choice slaughter heifers, 158 to 161.50. On to the slaughter cows, they had some boners bringing 91 to 106. Leans were 90 to 104. Slaughter bulls under 1,500 pounds were 131. The high dressing, 133 to 137.50. Bulls weighing 1,500 pounds or more, average dressing, 120 to 135. And high dressing, 139.50 to 145. Now for the opening report from the Greenville Livestock Auction, they had receipts of 262 head. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 158 to 163. Choice slaughter heifers, 157.25 to 162.50. Now from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 292 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $68.27, and that was $1.71 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses, $249.20, that was 62 cents higher, with select carcasses at $246.58, that was 65 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 108,000. That compared to 108,000 last week and 110,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 408,000. That compared to 423,000 last week and 417,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this. The FSA is urging producers who want to purchase coverage through the Non-Insured Crop Disaster Assistance Program, or NAP, to do so before the sales closing date of March 15th for spring and summer planted NAP crops. NAP provides financial assistance to producers of non-insurable crops when low yields or grazing loss or loss of inventory or prevented planting occur due to natural disasters, including drought, freeze, hail, excessive moisture, or excessive wind. In order to meet eligibility requirements for NAP, crops must be non-insurable, commercially produced agricultural commodity crops for which the catastrophic risk protection level of crop insurance is not available. The Agriculture Act of 2014, also known as the Farm Bill, allows producers to choose higher levels of NAP coverage. Previously, the program offered coverage at 55% of the average market price for crop losses that exceeded 50% of expected production. Producers can now choose higher levels of coverage, up to 65% of their expected production, at 100% of the average market price. It is important to note that the higher coverage is not available on grazing crops. Eligible producers must file the application and pay a service fee by March 15th. Producers also pay a fixed premium for higher coverage. Beginning, limited resource and underserved farmers may request a waiver of the service fee and a 50% premium reduction when the application for coverage is filed. For more information on NAP, service fees, premiums, and sales closing dates, you can contact your local county FSA office or visit the website www.fsa.usda.gov. Hamilton's hay auction will be taking place this weekend. I spoke with Mike Hamilton for more information.
Well, right now we've got about 10 loads of 3x3s, most of it's alfalfa. We got some alfalfa grass, and we've got some straight grass. Looks like we're going to end up with probably 350 round bales, and we've been getting a lot of phone calls about small squares, so I'm expecting somewhere 1,500 to 2,000 small squares again. With the weather forecast they've got this week, I think we're going to have a pretty good run of hay. So if anybody's needing any hay, be sure and come down and see us.
Well, sounds like it'll certainly be a well-stocked sale. Now, if anyone has any questions, how can they get a hold of you?
They can reach me on my cell phone at 618-410-4293, or they can reach us on our website at www.hamiltonhayauction.com.
Again, that was Mike Hamilton of Hamilton's Hay Auction. Yesterday, at Auburn High School, members of the Sangamon County Farm Bureau Young Leaders attended two driver's ed classes to give farm safety messages to students. Catherine Ayers was one of the young leaders putting on the presentation.
So today the Sangamon County Farm Bureau young leaders have come out to the driver's ed class to talk about rural road safety. So as local farmers from the area, we know the importance of just educating new drivers and the community on being aware of just farm equipment as spring comes up and early fall. Just being aware of seeing, you know, tractors and the planters out and how to better handle the situations when they encounter them.
This is not the first time Sangamon County Farm Bureau young leaders have taught this lesson. Ayers says they try to rotate the lesson between high schools each year.
Yeah, we actually do it once a year. We do it on a rotating basis. We were at Pleasant Plains last year, so we haven't been to Auburn in a couple years. We go to Tri-City and try to get around to a couple different high schools.
Ayers was glad to see their lesson was well accepted by the students.
It's been fun to gauge their interest in how related they are to a farm, and they're enjoying getting to sit inside the tractor and actually see what we see driving down the road every day. So they're enjoying it, a little cold, but having fun.
Kelsey McElyea was one of the students in the class and found the opportunity to sit in the tractor and see what a farmer sees particularly interesting.
It was cool. You couldn't see anything behind you, though, so it was kind of weird.
McElyea says there's one thing she's definitely taking away from this lesson.
When I'm driving, I'm going to slow down and watch out for tractors and combines.
That key point, to slow down, is what Catherine Ayers is hoping every student takes away from this lesson, which has a personal meaning to her.
Well, personally, my family farms just south of Pawnee here, so I drive the auger carts, my dad's in the tractor, and this is our family, so we've experienced accidents with farm equipment, and unfortunately, it does happen, so, I mean, the best way to prevent it from happening is just to help educate the community. So,
while the Auburn Driver's Ed students walk away with an important road safety lesson today, Ayers knows that getting stuck behind farm machinery on the roadway is a situation many more drivers will find themselves in as spring planting approaches, and has this reminder for motorists.
As spring approaches, I guess just be aware that we can't always see you all the time, but we are aware, we are looking, and it's not our intention to slow down traffic, and we'll definitely let you by, and just to be careful and slow down, because these are our local family farmers.
Again, that was Sangamon County Farm Bureau young leader, Catherine Ayers. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.